Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Thanks for downloading the podcast. It's really appreciative. Even though we don't get any money and the company does, we still enjoy doing this every day.
Yeah, every single day. We get on there and we check who's listened to us and we look at the numbers and then we ring each other and we go, oh, gee, we're down. We're down today. We went down.
The thing is that Damien is actually lying right now. I've never spoken about this podcast and the numbers that it gets, ever.
Neither have I.
Ever.
We are liars and we are
thieves. The numbers are down, Damo, when your mum doesn't actually download it because then it goes from 1 to 0.
Well, that's right. And I constantly have to ring her up and say, "Mom, what's going on? All right. We expect you to listen to the podcast every day.
Yes.
All right, stop letting the side
team down. Hey, look, we got the outcome of the twerking experiment. We're going to talk about that in the potty. One of the lockdown hats that I reckon was probably one of the best that Jade has given us happened today.
Yep.
What else happened?
Oh, look, there was lots of other things.
You twerked.
I can't remember. Oh, your favourite smells. We talked about your favourite smell.
Yeah, we did too. That's right.
There was a lot of smell when the twerking was going on.
You're not wrong.
I'm glad that I had to watch the video and I didn't have to be there.
I've got to be honest, Jade. The two guys who were actually recording us doing the twerking, I think they were more impressed than what we were. So look out. Look out.
They liked what they saw. Two middle-aged men putting on a show.
See you later. Have a good weekend.
Jade, oh, my goodness me, what you did to us yesterday.
Damien, what you did to yourself. But really, I just appreciate how supportive you guys are of me.
Of you, yes, indeed. Okay, so you came in yesterday, and for those who didn't know what was going on, it kind of went a little bit like this.
The scrunch bum tights.
Scrunch bum tights.
They have this little kind of gathered ruffle in the middle of the bottom crack.
Oh, yeah.
And it scrunches up the tights.
Oh.
And it kind of really accentuates the behind.
I'm anti-fashion. That's it. I'm anti-fashion.
Anti-fashion.
But I do want a set of these big bum tights. I'm curious.
Do you?
Would you wear them?
Funny.
I'm just curious to see what it'd be like.
Wow. Now, I did not expect such an enthusiastic response or even for you to put your hand up to wear some active wear, Dave.
Well, I didn't expect that you would actually organize something like this. I was thrown out of just a flippant, I'll do that, no big deal. But then lo and behold, hey, you've actually got some active wear gear on the way.
That's right. Well, it's actually here now. So Lisa Trujillo has done a contactless COVID-safe delivery of some active wear. Because you were so keen to try some out, I thought, you know what? Here I am. I'm happy to help you, Damien.
That's ridiculous. Every colour of the frigging rainbow.
What are we even doing? What am I even looking at here?
Oh, hey, God, look at us.
Can I just say that this looks pretty tight, okay?
It does.
You know, like, there's okay.
I'm look, having second is, thoughts here.
Hey, what is
so
that you've got there?
It sucks in all your bits.
I don't know.
That's a top.
It's a top. It looks like it's a really big pair of underwear for me.
It does look like underpants.
Now, guys, what I forgot to mention earlier when I was talking about me going to the gym and doing that class, I forgot to mention what class I was actually at.
Right.
So I don't know if you've heard about it, the new class that they're doing at gyms at the moment. It's called Twerkercise.
Oh, jeez.
Have you heard of that? Beyoncé's, the Lizzo's, the Cardi B's, they have been doing it for decades. Look, if you just, I just sent you a little video. So open up. This is Megan Thee Stallion.
All right. Oh, look at that.
You don't expect Damien and I to do that.
Straight, I think you can do this. I just have a feeling you're a closet twerker. I just have a feeling about you, man.
Oh my God, look at this. No.
It's just hold on.
Now that you've got your active wear, what you're going to do is we've got that video set up for you. Try on your active wear and give it a crack.
Yeah. Give it a crack, all right. You'll see plenty of our crack, don't you worry.
Well, you got to be careful, Jade, when you you put gauntlets like this and you throw them out there. Well, you might just get what you want. And you surprised us yesterday by giving us these outfits and getting us to put them on all the rest. Well, we have a surprise for you, all right?
Yes.
We have just sent you an email our twerkicize lesson from yesterday. If you would like to just open that email right now and have a look.
It's even a YouTube clip. How professional.
Oh, yes. No, we're serious.
Has this gone viral yet?
No, not yet.
Open it up.
Okay. She's opened up. I'm just waiting for it to load.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There is a lot of junk in that trunk, Strainy. Oh, it's
great. Pleasure.
And Damien, look at the hips moving. Oh, my. Did you... Like, for guys who have not choreographed this, you guys did an amazing job. Damien, what are you doing there? Oh, you know, it felt like you nearly pulled a groin muscle. That was so good.
You can never unsee that, can you? I mean, you just learned stuff about Straight and I that only our wives know.
Well, I've just pressed shared, so now I feel like the rest of the world will also know too.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainy and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I've discovered that I've started doing something else, and it's smell like nobody's watching.
Oh, smell like, okay.
Okay, so we've got a full house, you know, four kids, Milko, myself. We're living at Mama Jude's at the moment, so it's safe to say that we're packed to the rafters, and it is chaos. I mean, I'm working from home at the moment, and multiple times every morning, there are children in here pestering me and wanting me to do their hair and whinging, yeah. And there's fights. And so one of my favourite things to do is go grocery shopping. I know this sounds pretty sad.
Wait, sorry, wait. You're a lady at home who likes to go shopping. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. not even for clothes. I'm happy just to go to the IGA across the road. But, like, I love to go grocery shopping because it's that time where I just get a little bit of time to myself. Nobody's harassing me. And I can just get lost. And the aisle I like to get lost in is the coffee aisle. I've just started noticing whenever I go to shopping, like Woolworths in Kiama or here at the IGA, like subconsciously will head towards the coffee aisle because I've got this thing. I love the smell of coffee beans.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll be going down the aisle and I pick up all the different packets and I'll smell them. They're sniffing these packets of coffee and I realise that I'm probably taking things a little bit too far because an old guy yesterday when I was at the grocery store, he's like going, was that a good one, love? You're really good at
wow.
You're one step away from opening that bag and sticking your head in. I love it.
It's kind of weird though, isn't it? So you're just walking along, you're seeing Illy coffee, you go, I like Illy. What's this, Makona? I like Makona.
And I just pick it up, yeah, and I like it, and I like scrunching the bag and then just smelling through the bag, and it's just, I don't know, it just transports me somewhere. It's like my epitome of, I don't know, relaxation. I just love that smell. But I think I'm getting a little bit too into it because I am literally there like some weirdo sniffing the coffee beans like nobody else is watching.
And now you're...
People clearly are.
You're sniffing through a mask now, so you must be like... You're like... Like really sucking it in. Like...
You've got to admit, though, there are some things, like really simple smells... That are the things that make you go, oh, that's the best.
Oh, yeah, smells. And, the simple things in life are often the best. Just a good whiff of fresh coffee beans. That's all I ask for.
What do you go, that's Damien? What would be the one simple pleasure where you would smell it and go, I mean, I'll put you on the spot, but what is that one thing where you go, yes? Because, you know, when Jade was talking about the coffee, I was thinking rum. When you,
rum's
really good. It's a beautiful smell.
Oh, it's a really nice.
What about you?
Well, look, for me, I'm a sucker for cinnamon. I love the smell of cinnamon. So if I get a sense of cinnamon, sometimes Kiki might put cinnamon in a banana cake or something like that. She might make either that or the smell of the foam part of a Guinness. Just it has a very distinct. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm sensitive to the smell.
Yes.
But there's definitely an odor. There's a smell. Yeah. But I find women. are really sensitive to smell as well. You women in particular can smell from a mile away anything, you know, like, and coffee for you. I mean, you must be just drawn to it from aisles down, you know, it's like the Pied Piper being drawn in.
I'd love to find out, though, what the Illawarra thinks is their simple pleasure in taking a smell. Like, what is it that makes you go, that's a simple thing, but I love it.
My daughter Alani's got something similar. Actually, she likes the smell of fabric softeners. Ever since she was little, when we used to go shopping, she likes going down that aisle and just picking up all the different fabric softeners and smelling them. She used to carry one around with her while we did the grocery shopping so she could sniff it.
That is just like my little daughter Kiki. Whenever we are overseas, we come back from Ireland, she wants us not to wash the clothes because Nana's fabric softener, it's a certain smell. She just smells it. It reminds me of Ireland.
So good. So good. We're going to go to Canahooka because Ashley has a simple pleasure.
All right, Ashley, what's your simple pleasure?
My simple pleasure is the coconut lime candles that you can get from Woolies and Coles.
Reminds you of a tropical island, doesn't it? You set that candle alight and it takes you away.
Reminds you of a Malibu drink, I think.
That's really what it reminds me of. Malibu.
Key lime pie.
Jade loves the smell of coffee in the supermarket. We'll grab all those bags. Damien, you love the smell of a foaming head of Guinness.
Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do.
See, look, it's taken you back home already. That's what we want from you today, Illawarra. Just those simple pleasures where you go, We're going to go to Tyler, who's in Warrawong.
What smell can you not get enough of?
A freshly washed horse. I've got two of them, so when I wash them, it's like the best feeling ever.
Freshly washed horse.
I have never heard that before. That is such a unique thing.
Yeah.
No, they have a certain smell. It's very different to any other smell. So when they're washed, it comes out so much better.
Yeah, right, because that's opposite to a dog. When you wash a dog, they smell like crap straight after.
They smell like wet dog.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Hey, that's a good one. Let's go to Mount Warrigal. We've got Claudia online.
All right, Claudia, what sort of simple pleasure have you got?
Garlic and onion, guys.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Means dinner's on its way.
You cannot go past the barbecue without smelling that onion. It draws you in. And the garlic, I grew up with it. So now that's just home. It's just, beautiful. And I'm so disgusting that when I actually cut garlic and onions, I lightly rinse my hands under the, tap. Yeah. So then I'm like looking like the freak on the side, smelling the fingers every now and then. Like, I'm that disgusting, and that's how much I love the smell.
Claudia, we've all done that.
Yeah, I love it. Someone gave me those metal stones that you can use to wipe off the smell, and I'm like, I'm not using that. I love the smell of garlic on my fingers.
I know. And then we look like the freaks, like continuously smelling the fingers, like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
Oh, Claudia.
But it's garlic and onion.
You are awesome. And that smell of garlic and onion on the barbecue, too. Let's go to Anita in East Corrimal.
Anita, what do you love to smell?
Freshly baked bread is the best, but for me, it's torture.
Oh, why?
Because I developed a gluten intolerance in my late 30s, so I can't eat it.
Oh, no.
Every bakery you walk past and you smell it in the morning, then you can't eat it.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's just like dangling the carrot.
It is. It's just mean.
Over 250 comments on our Facebook page, and as you scroll through them, you'll go, oh, yes, freshly cut grass is one that loads of people
see. That is right. Takes you back to your youth. Yeah. I always find.
Yeah. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Worldwide weird.
Hey, if you've never heard this before, what we do is our own little weirdo, Jade, Damien, always finds the oddest stories, doesn't he?
He loves the quirk.
I'm not that small. We love the quirk. This whole little thing.
I don't know, that twerking video that I just watched of you two, I beg to differ.
Don't bring that back
up. You're little. Wow. She's saying a whole lot there, my man.
I didn't even cop on to that, you know.
I didn't mean it like that.
It's the motion of the ocean, not the size of the waves. Just remember that.
All right, so Damien finds some weird stories from around the globe. What have you got for us today?
All right, I like this one. A couple of guys who were digging in Africa, they were digging a well, all right? A well in somebody's garden.
As you do.
As you do, because they're just trying to get water. lo and behold, to their nice surprise, they found a 2.5 million carat sapphire cluster worth $100 million. Dollars.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Yes,
this
they
is
did.
Real.
This is real. Workmen digging in a well, found a $100 million.
Good on them.
Was it like Finders Keepers?
It was Finders Keepers.
Yeah, of course it is.
How cool is that?
So good.
Well done. That's awesome.
You go buy your own island, they could be surrounded by water.
Yes.
I reckon. And you think of the guys that are doing it over there as well. They're digging holes. This is hard labor.
By hand.
Yeah.
With
buckets. What a windfall.
Yeah. What a windfall.
It's the African version of the lottery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't buy a ticket, just dig holes.
You might get a sapphire. What about this one? Up in the hinterland up there in Queensland, there's two people that are making a massive business of bringing their herd of goats to your house to mow your lawn. All right. And it's gone berserk. All right. Because it's eco-friendly and all the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
They will come to your plot of land. Mm. They'll put an electric fence around it so the goats can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And according to the owners of this particular business, say these guys actually turn up to work and get the job done. And they go on to say that they don't fuss about their wages and they never turn up with a hangover. So,
oh, very good.
Okay, a bit of a generalization there on anyone who's kind of cutting gardens, but still, goats eat everything.
Yeah, they do.
Massive business. Okay, last one for you. Jade, a question for you. How would you feel if when Milko proposed to you to get married, Mama Ju just jumped in and said, "Don't do it, Jane!"
Oh, wow.
That would have been terrible.
It would have been terrible, wouldn't it?
Yes. I'm glad she didn't, but yeah.
Well, there's a guy.
Has somebody done that?
Yeah, there's a guy over in the UK. He goes by the name of Dan Dadcat. I don't know why he's got a weird name like that. Mm. But anyway, he was proposing to his girlfriend when his mother popped out of nowhere, and it's all on video, and said, "No, don't marry her. Don't marry her." And he took the girlfriend down off the ledge and didn't propose.
No way. No, he didn't.
He did not propose. So he said that
a mummy.
He said that anyone who goes against his mother is a devil woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he got all kind of weird. Yeah. But so a lot of people have gone online and said, well, you know, the woman's lucky to avoid that guy if he's letting his family. If he's letting the mom kind of step in and just. But, I mean, that's a weird story.
Well, it's got a real bad boy Bubby feel about it. If anybody's seen that movie.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you
stay away from the glad
wrap.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Lockdown.
Jade's Lockdown Life Hack.
So during lockdown, Jade has found a couple of amazing life hacks to get you through lockdown. Entertain yourselves.
Yes, now this is all about entertaining yourself for free.
Ooh, my favourite word.
Yep, so if you're sick of spending money for the likes of Stan and Netflix and Disney Plus and Amazon and Hulu and Choo Choo and all of those streaming services, never fear, Jade is here with thousands of free movies at your fingertips via Canopy.
Canopy?
Okay, so you just need to search up Canopy, Canopy. So it's canopy.com. And all you need is a library card. So you can sign up with your library card. So I just did it then with my Kymer library card. And then you've got thousands of free movies at your fingertips, which you can watch whenever you like.
Well, wait a minute. This is really, really cool. This is...
I know.
How did you stumble upon this? This is actually really cool. Look at they've got...
It is great.
I'm looking
look at
all
the movies scrolling across. There's hundreds and hundreds of movies that are scrolling across that we're all looking at right now.
So absolutely free. So if you can't afford a streaming service or you don't want one, but you do want to watch some movies, then you can just... All you need your library card. Get onto Canopy and sign up for free and watch some movies.
And you know what I'm loving as well? Because I'm on the main page here now and they're advertising a lot of Aussie movies there as well. Local movies on top of international movies. But it's great. The Aussie ones getting a profile there. I love seeing that.
Yeah.
The Dressmaker. And awesome.
So there's a lot of independent films on there, which is cool. So I love checking out really quirky movies. So they're all on there as well. So absolutely free. Canopy.com, the place to go. You can sign up today. All you need is a library card. And if you don't have one, you can apply for one online for free too.
How good is that? Canopy with a K. Oh, Gary Oldman. He's Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. There's some amazing movies. Canopy.com with a K. It's an amazing lockdown life hack from Jade.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
You are challenged every single week by DJ Dinos. He's the boss here at Wave FM. And he challenges you every week to come up with a rooftop song.
A rooftop. And you know, it can be hard sometimes, especially now that we're in lockdown, because we can't do it here on the rooftop because we can't invite anyone in.
Yeah.
But we're still doing it at home. All right. So it's still happening.
Too, that you're getting your family involved now because they're all at home with you as well.
Well, we're all there together. So, we, you know, if we're all going to do it, you know, we'll do this whole lockdown, we may as well sing a song together.
Yeah.
Last night, myself and Eileen, we got the guitar, we put up a camera, and we videoed ourselves singing this song by Fleetwood Mac.
It's a ripper. Here's our rooftop session with Damien Leith at Wave FM 96.5. Jade, Straney, Damien in the morning.
Now here you go again, you say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only right that you should play the way you feel it. But listen carefully to the sound of your loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad. In the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost. Thunder only happens when it's raining, and players only say women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. You will know. Now here I go again, I see the crystal visions. I keep my visions to myself. It's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams. And have you any dreams you'd like to sell? Of loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad. In the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost and what you had and what you lost. Thunder only happens when it's rain.
Harmonies from the Von Leafs.
Lovely. Move over. Move over, Damien. I think Eileen stole the show then.
Yeah. That's all right by me. That's all right by me. I tell you what. No, you know what? I do pity my family because, Jade, I'm sure you're feeling the same way, and you too, Straney, because we get them involved in everything, don't we? All our families are just, hey, can you do something for me today? Can you sing on the radio?
Oh, we've got this, like, ring light, you know, one of those ring lights. As soon as I get it out to set it up, the other day I got it set up, and then Lulu goes, oh, no, not again.
I know, the poor unfortunates. At least when lockdown wasn't happening, they could go off and hide at school or do something like that. Yes, right. Can't do it. They're stuck with us.
Exactly right.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.